Thank you. Thank you very much. Couple of things about myself. Now, a few of you are thinking this is all very well, but where are his eyes? I do have eyes. I can see out. It can appear under stage lighting that there is no more than a couple of crude knife slits pushed into my face, but no. Fully functioning eyes, I can see out. They've always been small. I was teased as a child. Piggy little eyes, eyes like piss holes in the snow. Seen bigger eyes on a potato. Mother could be very cruel. Still, she's in a home now. Somewhere. Well, I say home, it's more of a self-storage facility, really, but... just paying for the name, otherwise, aren't you? It's ridiculous. I had a new one recently. I went to have contact lenses fitted. Couldn't be done, obviously. Not enough room. Didn't even try this chap. He took one look at me, he said, stone me, my Jap's eye's bigger than that. Which I thought was a bit unnecessary, to be honest. And proving it was certainly unnecessary. Also, I should mention my accent. My accent may be rather unfamiliar, possibly even rather exotic to some of your ears, so... if you are struggling to place it, it is, in fact, educated. Thank you. That's generous of you. I should make it clear, not expensively, this is not a coalition-style accent. I just paid attention, that's all. I was taught to believe that it would be an advantage to speak correctly. My father encouraged me to speak with my teeth clenched together, like so, as though addressing the crew of a naval frigate. Or perhaps being buggered in the showers at Harrow. I don't know. Thank you, Rector. I don't know what the idea was, but... it doesn't work anyway. Nowadays, it mainly provokes hostility. If you want an accent which actually warms people to you, the Geordie, Mac, the Northeastern accents are far more popular. 30 years ago, if you had a Geordie accent, you were virtually entitled to a disability pension. It was considered so detrimental to your prospects in life. And if you weren't entitled, you'd probably claim anyway. That's another matter. Nowadays, it's all changed. I just resent the way I get treated. In Sunderland, I've had the warmest reception, wonderful. I did some gigs in Newcastle a little while ago. The way they reacted, you think I closed their flaming shipyards myself, which is a bit much. It was 30 years ago. I was a boy at the time. Family made a few quid out of the deal, but it's not my fault. I'm not having it. And I said to them, much as I said to you, educated accent, you may not be familiar with it. They were fine about that at first. One of them got it, passed it round. Things turned a bit ugly. It was... well, so I hear. I was halfway home by then. But I went back the following night. They trashed the place, apparently. Looked exactly the same to me, I have to say. Limit to how much damage you could do in that venue. Rubble is rubble at the end of the day. You can move it about a bit to express your frustration. It's more feng shui than vandalism, but that wasn't it. I mean, I abhor what was done in the Northeast under Thatcher's regime. It was a terrible thing. She dismantled the economy of the Northeast out of spite. It was working fine for generations on a very simple basis. Namely this, you get a harness on a northerner, you can get a lot of work done. Now, that is a fact. You know it, you're hard, you're hardy beasts, you endure extremes of temperature with very little adjustment in your clothing. The first time I came up here, it was the middle of winter. Has been for years. Freezing wind blowing in off the North Sea, full of sleet, bits of old boat. The thing that struck me, was a rivet, as it turned out. Now... I learned to duck. The thing that struck me, seriously, the women in particular were walking around in their underwear. What I'd originally taken to be a sort of pink and purple mottled shell suit affair was in fact the flesh of these women, such as they are. Now, I enjoy a wind-stiffened nipple as much as the next man. Might even count myself a connoisseur. Al dente, that would be my preference. The firm but not brittle nipple, that's what you want. With a bit of give, but still with a sense of purpose. Enough to hang your hat on, but not your umbrella. I used to write pornography for a living. wasn't terribly erotic, but it was detailed, I like to think. All I'm saying, I think once your cleavage has gone the colour of stilts and it's time to dress up a bit. I was in a bar. I heard a woman say to her friend, don't wear your bra in here, you won't feel the benefit when you go out. I hardly dared look, but I forced myself. That is an image that will stay with me for some time. Thanks to my new camera phone. No excuse for it either. You have enormous... I was a branch of Matalan in Gateshead, I think it was. I'd never been in one, but some of you will be familiar with Matalan. I won't ask you to identify yourselves. In a sense, you already have, of course. But the shopping experience is rather upsetting. You go in, it's just one huge pile of clothes in the middle of the floor. May have started out on racks and hangers, I don't know. It was getting on towards lunchtime. And yet, it's actually quite exclusive, Matalan. You have to be a member to shop at Matalan. They won't have just anyone wandering around in there. If you've got a quid and you know where you live, you're in. There are those hurdles to clear. That keeps the riffraff out. Thank you very much for that. Cheers, take care.